Are you that person that's struggling with pornography? I want to help you today and tell you how I overcame pornography. Being transparent with you, there was a season in my life where I was addicted to pornography. And I believe that this really started in my youth when my friends would, when the parents would leave, they would go on the computer and put pornography on the screen and whatnot. And I believe that things began to be embedded into my soul, into my mind. I wouldn't act out the sin, but all these things were being planted within my mind, planted within my soul. And if that trigger came, then I believe that everything that was imparted into me, or everything that was exposed to, would begin to manifest through me by actions. You understand me? I believe that there is always an open door. There's always a bait that the enemy uses to get us in a place of addiction, where we are now routinely in this habitual sin. You understand me? So I was in a place of struggling with pornography for a while, right? Now, the one thing I noticed is that I liked it. You like the pornography. You like the masturbation. You know it's a sin. And you even get convicted, but you think about how good it's going to make your body feel. You think about these images and whatnot. The deception is in the feeling and the images, because your eyes and your body will deceive you, because not everything that makes you feel good is good. Not everything that looks good is good for you. Seeing a naked woman or a naked man is not good for you. Engaging into sexual morality is not good for you, even though it may be pleasurable to your body. So the reason I would always go back into porn or masturbation was because it made me feel good. It became my antidote for depression or hard times, or when I couldn't sleep at night and whatnot. I would shift towards that, and I was in complete bondage, where now my body became dependent on sexual immorality. It was almost like a drug, and I felt like I could not beat this thing. I felt like I couldn't, because one thing with pornography is that it will destroy your identity and authority in Christ. It will make you believe that you are powerless, that you do not have the authority. It will lie to you and tell you, you can't do this, you can't stop. The spirit of pornography and masturbation will literally say to you that you don't have the power to control your own hands. You don't have the power to not go to your room and go on on all these sexual immoral websites. It tells you those things, and it's the greatest deception, because you're really being deceived by the endorphins and the dopamines in your mind that are just like, man, this feels good. Go back to it. It's reminding you of how good you felt. Because every time you engage in the sexual morality, or you engage the eating food, or you listen to music, those feel good hormones are flaring. They're going crazy and whatnot. You understand me? So that's what really kept me in the place of sin. It's because my flesh loved it. And this is why Apostle Paul said that he dies daily. We got to die to our flesh daily. Okay. Now, one thing that really helped me overcome pornography and masturbation was the understanding that there was no temptation that's uncommon to man, and God has created a way of escape. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. First of all, so what you're going through with pornography and masturbation, there are many people that are going through it, and many people that have gone through it and overcame it. So it's not uncommon to man. It's not uncommon. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. So once I read that, I was like, so I have the ability and the capacity to abstain from sexual morality. I have the capacity to turn off my phone and not research and look into things. I have the ability to do this. Now, when I read the word, I became empowered. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man, God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Now, pornography and masturbation is like you're sitting in a prison cell on a comfortable bed. The jail cell is completely ugly and dirty, but the bed looks good and it feels good, right? And the jail cell door is wide open. God has created a way of escape, but you feel like you can't escape because you're on the bed and it's like, I feel so good, I don't want to get up. You know how if you got work in the morning and you want to go to work and you know you got to pay the bills, but your body's like, just keep sleeping. Your body hurts, you're tired, keep sleeping. It's like your bed is like keeping you down and you want to get up and you're like, I'm just going to keep falling asleep. And before you know it, you miss work, you slept in, right? You've been a bondage. Your bed has become your bondage because you're putting sleep, that pleasure of sleep, over work, over making money, over priorities, over what's important. And it's the same thing with masturbation and pornography. You are staying on what is pleasurable and you're not focusing on what is right. If you focus on pleasure, you will always fall into the place of temptation. You will always yield to the schemes of the enemy. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability or what you can bear. He won't do it. So whatever temptation you are dealing with, the Lord wants you to know that he has given you the power to overcome it. He has given you the ability to say no. It doesn't matter how many times you're going to pray. You don't even need to pray and fast to overcome pornography because it's an action. You have to be able to control your flesh. You are not possessed. No Christian is possessed. Can you have demons? Yes, but you're not possessed. Even if there's an evil spirit influencing you, you still have the capacity to control yourself. So you mean you only have control when you're at work or when you're at the gym or you're in public. So you don't have control when you're in private. Because the only time you watch porn and masturbate is when you're in private. Doesn't make any sense. The enemy just renders you powerless in the places of secret. So when you get into that secret place, then all these thoughts they start to surge. Go do this. It's like you're a slave going into your bedroom. You're a slave going to a private, desolate area, and that is your place of secret wickedness. You understand me? Because you know you can't do it in public. Now, the solution to overcoming that is understanding your identity and authority in Christ and understanding what the word says, because you'll never know your identity and authority in Christ if you don't know the word. Okay, the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you first have to submit yourself to God. Stop what you're doing. Go into prayer. Seek the face of God, submit your life to him. Even though it's hard, do it. Then the Bible says, resist the enemy. So while you submit to God, you are supposed to resist, and then the devil will flee, right? Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. I remember there was a time where I felt like a spirit, a perversion, come upon me while I was laying in my bed. It was a strong spirit of mighty force came upon me, and you could feel sensations and all these tingling feelings for you to engage into sexual morality. It was like, it was tangible. And then I began to pray and worship, and I lift up my voice, praying in tongues, worshiping the Lord, and commanding the spirit to leave. Within, I would say, 30 seconds, that thing was gone. I rebuked it in the name of Jesus, and I got up and I said, wow. Because before, I wasn't doing that. Before, I would just feel it and just try to, And I would try to weigh the pros and the cons, if I should do it, if I shouldn't do it. You know, I would try to weigh the pros and cons. And anytime you weigh the pros and cons, you will always find a reason to do it. You shouldn't even weigh it. You should just rebuke the imagination in the name of Jesus. This is why the Bible talks about casting down imaginations. You understand me? The Bible talks about casting down imaginations. And that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, it says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. All right, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Pornography begins to take place, or you engage into pornography when you lose the war in the mind. When you lose the war in the mind, what that really means is that you've allowed yourself to imagine these things. When a thought comes, you are supposed to bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. But when you do not do that, an imagination will come. You'll give life to that thought, and it will now play a scenario of how you should do it, the timing you should do it. When you go home, you're going to do it at this time. When your wife leaves, when your husband leaves, when your children are not there, when no one's around, you're going to do certain things strategically to try to keep it in private and secret. And these are things that I'm telling you because I used to be addicted to these things. I used to be engaged in these things. It's not necessarily that I was addicted. It's a fact that I truly did not know my identity and authority in Christ in that area. I knew the power to cast out demons and help other people, but I didn't know how to. I knew how to, but it's like I wouldn't. It's not. Let me clarify with you. It's not the fact that I didn't know how to. It's the fact that I knew personally I didn't want to. It's like a part of me didn't want to. There was conviction and I wanted to, but realistically, you don't want to. If you do not stop, you don't want to stop. If you had a gun to your head and someone said, stop masturbating, stop watching porn, you would stop doing it. Why? Because you fear the gun. Ask yourself, do you really fear the Lord? And I realized that back in the day, I didn't really fear God, because there was times where I would go into fasting to break the cycle of pornography, 7 days fasting. And within the third day, or even after I finished my fast, I would go back into it because I didn't really fear God like that. You understand me? Now, this is why the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in the passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God. That's in verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 through 5. That each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. So you have to control your body. You need to learn how to control your body. How do you do that? That means it's simple. When you feel like you're going to engage into something, control your body. The Bible says, I've given you the spiritual authority to trample over the scorpions and the snakes. Control it. If you had a gun on the table and the enemy said, commit suicide, are you going to commit suicide? Many people commit suicide because they lose those small battles in the mind throughout time, and it gets to a place where they feel like they've lost so many battles in their mind where they're just like, I'm done, boom, and they kill themselves. Because when you continually lose battles in your mind, it will affect your identity, it will affect your faith, it will affect your understanding, and you will become a slave to sin. Now, in verse 5 of that scripture I just read to you, it says, not in passionate lust like pagans who do not know God. Okay, so these are the unbelievers who do not know God. So the believer is living in lust. We understand it because they don't know God. They don't know the word. They don't know their identity. They don't know their authority. They don't know nothing. Like, first, they don't have authority, number one, but they don't know the word. They don't know none of that. Okay, so we're not supposed to be like the pagans who do not know God. But since we know God and his word, and the word empowers us and helps us understand that there is no temptation that's uncommon to man, we stop because we fear the Lord. The pagans continue to do what they do because they do not fear God and they don't care about what's holy or honorable. It is honorable to control your body. You got to make a decision today to stop. And when you fall into sin, the Bible says, first of all, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you sin, there's no condemnation, but you must repent. But if you continually remain in that fallen place without repentance, you are condemning yourself, because we are called to live a life of holiness. The Bible says without holiness, no one will see God. See, that holiness is not about necessarily our works, and we're just like, it's not works alone, it's your faith and your works. It's not like just striving for salvation, that's not what it's about. But your works are an expression of your faith. Your holiness is an expression that you truly fear the Lord and you honor the Lord, and you're walking in his principles, because you cannot walk in the word or walk in the principles of God, fulfill the things that God has called you to fulfill, if you do not have a standard. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, you got to understand that it's not the fact that it's just a demon that is coming at you, but it's your desires. The devil is using your desires. This is why the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. So you always think it's a demon. Could it be the endorphins and dopamines? Could it be your mindset? Could it be your own desire that you think is actually a demon, but it's actually your heart? The Bible talks about that from within come perverse thoughts. From within come murder. From within come hatred. From within come all these things. And I'm going to pull that verse for you right now. You understand me? And that is in Mark chapter 7, verse 21. It says, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder. That's in Mark chapter 7, verse 21. So it's not the fact that demons and devils are just speaking to you. That happens. But what you're actually battling with is your heart. You're battling with the thing that you have given power to, and has now become your desire. It has now become your God. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. Some of you, your master is pornography, and pornography is my master. Until I had to tear down that false God, I had to tear down that idol. Now, what really helped me was to walk in the Spirit, was to really go into prayer and fasting and starve my flesh. Because the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I would go into prayer and fasting. I would abstain from food to kill my flesh. And when you're fasting, your mind is more so on food. You're not focused on porn. You're not focused on masturbation. You're focused on, oh my God, I'm hungry. You know, you're focused, your brain is just like, it just wants water. It wants food. It wants sugar. It wants salt. It wants this. So your mind is not even on that. So as you continue that fast and you're praying, you're purging and killing that desire. Your mind is being renewed. Your mind is being renewed. Everything within you is being renewed. Gluttony is being destroyed, because when you are addicted to pornography, it is also a form of being gluttonous. It's a consumption. It's anything that's an addiction. It's gluttony. It's overly consuming. It's an addiction. And you must pray. Luke 22:40. And when he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. You must have a strong prayer life, and you need to stop making excuses. I made excuses. I'm gonna keep it real with you. There was times where I was living a double life. I was being a hypocrite. I made excuses because it felt good. The Bible says that neither the homosexuals, neither the fornicators, neither the sexually immoral, neither the adulterers, neither the murderers will inherit the kingdom of God. You won't inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because God sees your heart, that you can stop, but you choose not to because you love it. And don't sit here and say that you don't like it. You love it. That's why you keep doing it, and it feels good in the moment. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You are double-minded. I was double-minded. The truth is, you are double-minded. You blame everything on the devil when you are your greatest enemy. When your hands, your phone, your TV is your greatest enemy. Choose today to repent. And I'm keeping it straight and raw with you, because I was a victim to this force, because I was exposed at a young age, and certain things happened in my youth that opened up a door for me to want to try new things or experience things when I would move away to college and things like that. But God began to renew my mind and bring me through a process of cleansing me, making me clean, making me whole. You understand me? The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, I will sprinkle clean water on you. I will cleanse you from all your idols. So the Lord wants to cleanse you. He wants to purify you. He wants to deliver you from yourself. It's not only the demon, but the Lord wants to deliver you from your ungodly desire. And I pray for you now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would get the strength and the fear of the Lord to control your own body in holiness and honor. I pray that any evil spirit that is influencing you or that has been invited into your soul, I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. I break its hold by the power of the Holy Spirit. Repezute lando zeve kuskit talavando rando sekove anse. May every evil spirit come out of you now that is associated with masturbation and pornography. I say, come out by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Lord will forgive you. He will cleanse you, then he will deliver you. But if you do not get to a place of being cleansed from those desires, you'll go for deliverance. And then because you haven't been cleansed from those desires, you will reopen the doors because there was no discipleship. There was no renewal of the mind. So you just go get deliverance. I need deliverance from this. Boom. But there's no cleansing. And the cleansing comes from the renewal of your mind by the word of God. Renew your mind with the word of God. Meditate on my word day and night. Having some form of mentorship, teaching of the word, praying, fasting. And then your mind will be cleansed. In order for your mind to be cleansed, it has to be renewed by the word. You understand me? So I wanted to give you just some insight of how I overcame this. Trust me, I used to wake up with bruises and scratches all over my body. My leg will get pulled off the bed. Like I would be laying in bed and my leg will get pulled off and my whole body will move to the end of the bed. I would feel entities coming in my room, engaging with me in sexual immorality, bruises and scratches all over my body because I had a lifestyle of double-mindedness, of false holiness. I feared God. Actually, I was double-minded. I feared going to hell. I feared the consequences, but the pleasure spoke louder. I was double-minded. I didn't really fear. But I would pray before I go to sleep because I'll be afraid that I'll miss the rapture, even though a lot of people don't believe in the rapture. Doesn't really matter what you believe, really. But, you know, I would be so afraid that if I died, I would go to hell because I knew I was abusing grace. You understand me? So anyways, I pray that this has blessed you. Let me know in the comments if you went through any form of deliverance or if this empowered you. Don't allow yourself to be yoked to this for any longer. I allowed it to draw out for a long time. Do not allow the enemy to keep you in this place. All right. The difference between me being in bondage for that time and me being delivered was a choice. It was a choice. It wasn't this 20 days fasting. No, it was a choice. Fasting, prayer helps. But at the end of the day, if you don't make a choice, it doesn't matter how much you pray and fast.